Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I don't know if I'll find anybody that's played this. I was reading about a game. Name of the game. Look this up real quick. We're Not Really Strangers. It's a card game.
Okay.
Not a card game like poker.
Like a normal deck.
Correct. Not like a normal deck. Like, I was going to say Cards Against Humanity. So it's a card game that's got like a couple of like, I don't even know what all the things say on them.
Is this new?
I don't know how new it is. I mean, yes, relatively new. Where does it kick in? So it talks about this card game. Here we go. We were sheltering in place for the year. We quickly fell into a routine, working remotely, blah, blah, blah. We were playing backgammon. We were playing all kinds of stuff. We stumbled on a game. So, no, I mean, this has been out at least a year. A few months in, we stumbled on a game called We're Not Really Strangers. It cost $25. I'd stumbled on it on Instagram a couple weeks before the founders created the game. The content always strikes a chord with me, so I knew the game would be just thoughtful, blah, 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 blah. So you can play it with friends, you can play it with a husband, a wife, a loved one, whatever it is. Unlike most card games, this one isn't about winning. Some would argue, why play? A note included in the box says it clearly. There are two ways to play this game. Play safe or play to grow. The second is how you win.
Wait, so what's on the cards?
Well, I haven't gotten there yet.
Oh.
The cards take you through a series of questions and icebreakers that will make your existence. I don't like the term icebreakers. I don't like that because it's always some bad meeting thing of, hey, what was your first T-shirt? Horrible. Anyway, the cards take you through a series of questions and icebreakers that will make your existing relationship stronger or create new ones, whether you play with your partner or a group of friends. There are three intentionally designed levels. Has anybody heard of this game before?
No.
I haven't either. Where are my game freaks?
Do they have a mailing list?
Do what? No, they don't. No, they
list?
Don't. Hunt a killer. Oh. I get emails from them, I swear to God, five times a day. If anybody knows this, call me real quick. 866-2-ELIOT. 866-235-5468. There are three intentionally designed levels. The first one will challenge assumptions you may have had about whoever you play with. Expect questions like, oh, you want to know what one of the questions is? What do you think I'm most likely to splurge on?
Oh, that sounds like a fight waiting to happen.
I mean, it can be. What would be Diane most likely to splurge on?
I know what my two are.
That you splurge on?
So you're supposed to answer for yourself? I thought you answered for the person
you're playing with. Yeah, I'm supposed to answer for Diane. What is Diane most likely to splurge on?
This sounds like a game I don't want to play.
I'm in.
Why? Because people are going to get offended at the answers?
Yep.
Well, who's going to get offended?
That's kind of, I mean.
Okay, well, you know, it's not like
how
Diane
is
like.
The website says this game is all about empowering meaningful connections.
Yeah, so I'm going to learn more about Diane. What are you, I'm trying to think like.
No, you're calling her out for what you think maybe.
But splurging isn't bad.
We're already fighting and we haven't even answered.
I don't think this will cause a fight. Not this particular question.
If you were doing this game with your husband.
Well, but why is splurge bad?
I would know what Scott would splurge on.
What is he splurging on?
You guys have different bank accounts.
What is he splurging on?
Maybe something for the kitchen?
Okay, well, you just said 2 seconds ago, I know what he would splurge on. And now you don't know.
I would think that or something electronic or another freaking streaming service.
Is it? This is level one?
But I was going to say for Diane, my first thing was going to be like, oh, some kind of organizer cleaning thing. But that's not a splurge. That's a regular purchase. No. That's what I mean. Splurge on? Like, you're not like a shoe person.
No.
I mean, well, those are special order anyway on the internet.
Thanks.
So that's normal that you have to pay more.
Yes.
It's not a splurge.
You're not even really a clothes whore.
No.
I got to be honest, I don't feel like you splurge on anything. Wine.
That's a good one.
Thank you. Yeah, you would splurge.
Not typically.
Is it splurging if it's just a lot of it?
No, but like going, like, you know what? I'm gonna splurge. I'm going to get this expensive bottle of wine. Like, splurging to me is like...
Not super expensive, though.
No, you're not going to buy a $5,000 bottle of wine.
No.
But like, I don't know, $50, $60.
That's a little high.
Jesus Christ.
That's splurging.
You should talk to Scott about that.
Because that's not my everyday wine.
Well, I didn't say it was everyday. If it's everyday wine, you wouldn't be splurging.
Right.
I don't think you understand what splurging means.
Yes, I do.
What would I splurge on?
Hockey equipment.
Yeah, an extra stick.
Right. Like, you don't need it.
No,
but
I don't.
But
I have three right now.
But you want it.
Yeah, I do.
Right.
I do. You know why? Because I found one that I really wanted to try. And I was like, you know what? I work hard. So I got it.
I've had that conversation with myself many times. You know why? Because I get up at 3 a.m. Shut it.
You know what's sad? I don't have Tyler splurging on anything. Beer. That's an everyday purchase.
Unnecessary wrestling paraphernalia.
Yes, thank you. No, that's true.
I have worn a
the
wrestling
same
shirt
every single
every day.
Day
for a year. If I haven't got my money out of these five shirts.
No, but a new one. You don't need a new one.
I don't want one for my birthday.
Are you Ric Flair today?
Of course. Flair Friday. It's actually, and by the way, this was a
Are
gift.
Are you wearing Flair today? No. I have class.
This was a gift.
From who?
Diane.
Oh.
But again, finances are the root of a lot of stress in relationships.
Well,
and
evils.
You're saying this is level one.
Yeah, no, that's where it started. But by the way, it's okay to splurge every so often. You're treating splurging like it's a crime.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
You've been stuck at home for a year.
Like, for example,
this sets you up.
But I'll give you the perfect example.
A battle.
Like, and again, Jackie doesn't know what the definition of splurging is. She has no idea. Every day's a splurge day. She has no clue. So she doesn't know splurging. I'm so deadened by it, I don't even know what splurging is. I'm like, well, I don't know. I guess 50 boxes a day just always show up.
This is normal.
Hold on. Line one's played. Hi, Ellie in the morning. Hello? Oh, damn it. I lost you. Are you there? All right, hold on 1 second. Maybe you're just in a bad cell.
Tyler's right. This game is a fight waiting to happen. The splurge question alone would be me trying to make my wife look good and her trying to tell me what I waste money on.
We all waste money.
Yeah.
I waste less money than anybody. Why? Because I love money more than anybody.
I have been described as cheap and frugal on so many occasions.
Inside the house or outside the house?
Both. One was a financial advisor.
Hey, live a little.
He was like, do you want to try to set money aside at some point for a child's wedding? And I was like, dude, it's 2021. You don't pay for your kids' weddings anymore.
Line, are you there? Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hi, can you hear me?
Oh, I got you. Yes. Hi, who is this?
This is Aaron. I've played that game before.
Is it fun or is it a fight?
It's not fun. Yeah, no, it's a fight. And like, my friend got mad at me for like not opening up enough.
Oh my God.
When we're still level one?
Yeah.
Yeah. But can
She also played it on a first date, which I think is
Oh, why would you? First of all, horrible first date. Oh,
right?
Hey, let's have a first date. Let's play a card game. Ugh, kill me.
And at the end of it, so we skipped this part when we played, but she did it on the date. You have to, like, write a letter to each other and, like, not read it yet. And then they leave and then you read it.
Okay, well, that part we're not doing. We're not playing that part of the game.
Yeah. There will not be a second date. Bye-bye.
They're still together.
Oh, they're still together.
You want another question? Ma'am, you want to play?
Sure.
What does my phone wallpaper tell you about me?
Is this about me?
Well, I mean, anybody. What's your phone wallpaper?
It tells you I'm too lazy to change it to anything because it's still the default. It was my dog. I have a new phone. It was my dog.
All right. So, yeah, it tells me you like your dog. Yeah, that doesn't bother me. I mean, it's me and the two boys and the Stanley Cup. What are you going to say? Nothing.
Show off.
No, that's not a show off.
Yes, it is. That's why people do stuff like that.
How is that showing off? Because it wasn't. Because we did it at a bar mitzvah and we're in black tie. Yes.
You didn't mention the tuxedos.
Yeah. Oh, we're in black tie. Yeah. No, we look great. We look great. What's yours?
Junie, the kitten.
Oh.
What?
Cat lady.
It is an outstanding picture. Scott takes the best pictures of him. We actually framed it and gave it to Scott's mom. She loves it.
Loser.
It's a great photo.
Do you have the game there or you're in the car?
I have all the questions.
Oh, you do? Oh. Yeah. Hold tight 1 second, ma'am. Hold on 1 second. Give me a good one.
So we're still level one, which is perception.
Well, what's level two?
Well, hold on. There's one in level one here before we get to level two. Allows you to see what first impression you give off and how well you read others. Do you ever think I've had my heart broken?
Wait, do I think I've had my own
You're
heart?
You're asking Diane, do you think I've ever had my heart broken?
Diane, do you think I've ever had my heart broken?
Yes.
By the way, everybody, the answer to that for everybody is yes. Everybody's had their heart broken.
Do you think I've been in love?
Do you think I've been in love?
Yeah.
More than once?
Yes.
Every time I've ever had sex.
First thrust.
I love you.
First thrust. That's established.
But wait.
What?
I'm just trying to think. I've been really sad. Have I had my heart broken?
The next question is, what does my style tell you about me?
Let's stay with the heartbreak. What does my style say, Diane?
Creature of habit. I don't know. You know
what? That's nice. That's nice. Expected slob.
No, no. I mean, you're just... You're not, you don't care a lot about clothes. But that's your thing. You're t-shirt and shorts guy every
Always.
Single day.
Yeah, absolutely. With holes in them, the whole thing. Yeah, I don't care how I look. That's what my clothes say.
But going back to the heartbroken question, actually, Wait. Level two has a question that sort of plays into what you were wondering. Level two is connection.
I don't know that. I got to be honest. Now that I think that over, I don't know that I've had my heart. I've been very sad.
Well, then let me read this level two question. What's the most pain you've ever been in that wasn't physical?
The most pain I've been in that wasn't physical?
This says these are 50 rarely asked questions in relationships, but warning emotions may arise.
Putting deuce down? Which sounds bad because
your dad's gone.
But I knew he was going. You know what I mean?
That's probably up
and
there.
I didn't see him a lot.
Putting down
God,
a pet has got to be up there for most people.
Yeah, like that would be up there. Putting Deuce down was bad. I almost broke that door at the veterinary clinic. It was a cancer clinic. But still, yeah, like I was sad when my dad died.
I cried so much 2 weeks ago when we thought Thompson's days were numbered. I can't even fathom what it's going to be like.
Oh, it's the worst. It's the worst. Putting a pet down is the worst. Mm-hmm. Well, putting that pet down was the worst.
any of them.
No, because we've put cat downs before.
Cat downs. And
you didn't care about the cat downs?
Did I say that? Yes. Oh, sorry. I'm emotional. No. We put six of them down. Yeah, and I mean, it's a bummer. You know what? If I'm being completely
honest. That's like the worst drive.
No. Well, I didn't go.
And I know some people,
for them.
Some people just have the vet come to their house now. But
which I could never do.
We haven't done that.
I could never do.
Knowing that like last or a year ago Thanksgiving when we had to take Larry.
No. But I'll tell you this.
And he was so excited because he didn't have to ride in the cat carrier because I was holding him. When, he was finally getting to look out the window.
When the six cats have gone down, Jackie took them all by herself. But I felt worse for Jackie than I did about the cats going down.
Right.
And by the way, they're not equal opposites. It's not like I was dancing a jig at home.
No,
that the cats were gone.
But she's the one who's suffering through it.
Yeah, yeah. So I felt badly for Jackie. That was my sadness.
We've always gone together.
No, we went together for Deuce. It was horrible. Yeah, that was bad.
I wasn't allowed to drive just to go to the hospital. And by drive, I mean attend. What's the last thing you lied to your mom about?
I know what it is.
Eating on the air?
No. Well, now I'm stress eating. No, I know what it is.
We're not even on level three yet.
And I know exactly what it is. I don't want to answer. But I felt so bad about saying it, I've never said it again since then.
Oh, so is this going to go back years?
No. Probably 2 years, maybe.
So you've never revisited that subject matter where the lie could come back up?
It's not a subject matter. The conversation would end with my mom saying, I love you, and I would go, love you too. And then I was like, why am I lying? So I won't say it anymore.
Oh,
sorry, too deep? So now she'll go, all right, Elle, I love you. And I'll go, all right, talk to you soon.
Can we skip to the letter writing? I don't want to talk
why
anymore.
Why is that bad?
It's heartbreaking.
Why is that heartbreaking? That doesn't break my heart.
It probably would hers.
No, I bet it wouldn't. Maybe it would. And maybe she's listening right now and just found out. No, but why? But isn't it better that I just don't say it?
Don't you think she maybe had noticed the change?
No.
Oh.
No, not at all. Not at all. Because then wouldn't she have said something?
Too sad to.
No, not at all.
I tried to explain what was happening to my dog to my mom, but I was too sad to.
Should I have not come clean with that? Is that bad? That's not bad.
It's part of the game.
But why lie? You know what I mean? Why lie?
People tell little white lies so people's feelings don't get hurt.
But her feelings aren't hurt. I guarantee you it hasn't even dawned on her. I guarantee you that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Yes, next one. I'm killing this game.
Like the party vibe? Yes.
I'm not good at playing this game.
Well, is that your defining characteristic? Awful to play games with? I feel like we've seen that with Monopoly.
No, but I'm good at
playing
games.
Name that tune.
I'm good at playing games.
We're not really strangers.
I'm good at games. All right, give me one more. Give me a fun one.
Do you want to go to reflection? Level 3?
What is reflection? Is that like where I look at myself?
I guess so.
Oh, God.
Time to reflect.
All right, go ahead.
Let's see here. Hold on. Well, actually, this would be more for a relationship than a professional one. Because remember, this game is more for friends and family.
Right. All right, Diane, you ready?
Well, see, this is not going to work as well for you. Like, why do you think we met? That doesn't really...
Why do I think Jackie and I met?
Well, that's who... I'm saying for Diane, that doesn't really work.
Oh, I know why Diane and I met. Mark O'Brien was tired of me taking a job and not getting on the air. I know exactly why Diane and I met.
Who was the...
Careful.
Say this?
I don't know what you're going to say,
You told me Diane would know the name.
Of who?
the person they wanted to keep.
Oh, God damn it. Diane will know this. Diane will know this. How much backstory do I need to give here?
But this sort of falls into the question because that person, wasn't the person a news reader?
What was his name?
He?
So when I first got here, this is horrible. This is, why would you do this? When I first, yeah, it was a dude. When I first got here, I was like, nobody that works currently on the DC one, it was Buddy Reiser was doing, I don't know, whatever.
Mornings, yeah.
Horribly. The, well, they don't hire you because somebody's doing great. So the, well, no, that's true. And so I said, I was thrilled to come here, was loved the idea, but I was like, nobody that's currently working on that show on the air am I keeping. Like, everybody needs to, sorry, but everybody needs to get fired. And they were like, okay, no problem. And I was like, no, seriously. Anybody that's on the air, like, Buddy didn't get fired, but I wasn't going to keep them on for, I wanted to come here and do my own thing and build my own show. So I was like, so, like Buddy's the perfect example. Buddy Reiser didn't get fired. He went on and did
back to being
music director, and I don't know. I think he did Middays or whatever it is. But I didn't want anybody that was part of the that albatross.
You wanted to start
fresh. I wanted to start fresh. And they were like, yeah, we understand that. No problem. Done deal. And then I get here, and then what is the guy's name? He worked with Buddy, but and he was an old man. But he was like, hey, have you had a chance to listen? Because I wasn't on the air yet. And so I was like, no. And he was like, really? You're not listening? I was like, no, but why would I listen? Like, you're not going to be here. And he was like, oh. And then they were like, well, why don't you interview him and see if you want to keep him? And I was like, no, I don't want to keep him. He was supposed to get fired. And then I had to meet with him. And then he was like, he gave me a tape. And he was like, here, listen, will you listen to this and then decide? And I was like, no, please don't give me the tape because I'm not keeping you.
So was he like serving you papers?
He was like, I put this tape together for you to listen to. And I was like, please don't let me hear it. And he was like, no, but here. And I was like, no, I don't want to hear it. I'm not keeping you. You could be the greatest thing that ever happened, but I'm not going to keep you. What was his name? Was there a David? Who worked with Buddy?
Anyway, it's why you guys
know.
Met.
The,
it was yes. a long story, but it's why you met.
Right. Who was it, though? You don't remember the name? I felt horrible, though. And then the guy had to go meet with them, and they were like, no, but I guess he's not going to keep you. I told you that before I got here.
YDB?
No, YDB was very nice.
Yes.
He called after I got here. No, but I was like, I told them nobody's staying. And he was like, really? They didn't tell us that.
David.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't David. I shouldn't have led the witness. Who worked
all
with...
I can think of is like Duck and Eddie, who were in the studio next to us.
Okay, Diane, they weren't part of the show that was on before us.
Haber did sports.
No, this person never made it, though.
Right.
Yeah, no. I have no idea. I can't remember. I feel horrible. I didn't at the time. I was like, no, I'm not getting stuck with this thing. Jesus Christ.
I don't know.
And by the way, he could have been the greatest that there ever was. He could have been the GOAT. But I was like, nope, not doing it.
All right, let's not end on that one.
All right, give me another one.
Well, I have to give you the pencils to write the note.
Oh.
No, here's the last one. What can I teach you other than that goddamn guy's name?
Wait, what can I teach? Am I teaching Diane?
You asked the question of the playing partner.
Oh, what can I teach you?
More about baseball?
Good answer.
Yeah, but that's not deep. Don't you want to give like a deep answer?
This is a reflection, Diane.
What can I teach you?
Remember, you clap for a good answer or any answer on Family Feud.
Right.
How about...
This will be a pat on the head.
Radio history.
Let's start with the 40s.
Eddie.
How not to get so...
Oh, this is going to be...
What?
Such a crock. Go ahead. How not to what?
How not to, like, how to talk yourself off of a ledge.
Oh, I'm good at that.
Right.
Yeah, no, I'm great
at that. Well, he goes into a deep, dark place of depression.
No, that's not true. That's not true. It's not depression. It's hatred.
and that's his safe place.
Oh, it is a very comfortable place.
Give me some tips on getting there. No, thank you.
I don't get depressed. I get very dark, very dark, very dark. My heart is black, Diane. My heart is black.
Oh, the alliteration works.
By the way, thank
better.
You. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
But it's a deep, dark,
angry hole.
Depressed.
No, it's not depressed.
Triple D. It works better. At the end of the week, everyone loves going home and watching Triple D. Elliot's Triple D is being angry at the world.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.